What is up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 154 of Strong the Iron Will Way. I was thinking yesterday, about something that I wanted to get better at. So I think, we often see, let's call it qualities in other people that we wish we had, or things that we recognize about ourselves that we would like to improve. And we often hear that that takes time, right? So someone says, I want to get in that kind of shape, or I want to learn how to do that kind of sport that well. And they say, that's gonna take time, dude. That guy's been doing that for X amount of years. So for me, I was thinking, God, I really have to get more organized. Like, I'm just definitely not organized. And whenever there are moments where I do organize things very efficiently and very effectively, and that makes me really, really happy to organize my desk, organize my journal or my planner, organize my folders and files on my computer, like, you name it. There's times when I'm sure some of you guys can relate to this if you're disorganized like me. When I first get a desk or a computer or a filing system, I'm all over it and I'm really good at it. But then soon after, it all falls apart. And every single time I buy a new planner / journal, I'm going to be really organized with it, and it starts good. And then over time, it just becomes like some scribbling here, some scribbling there. I miss 2 days here, miss 2 days there. I'm good for 3 days. And then that same could be said for all of my organizing. So as I was thinking about this, I started to think about, okay, well, what about people that are good at that, right? What about when someone's really, really organized? What about when someone is really good at anything, right? I've overheard, when I was younger, I would go to listen to some of my mentors speak, and I would say, wow, I just really hope one day I can have that kind of knowledge about so many things. I felt like some of these guys that I went to see were just so knowledgeable about so many things that related to what we do. So they were knowledgeable about nutrition. They were knowledgeable about mindset. They were knowledgeable about exercise and the body. And I just couldn't believe that somebody could have enough fucking room in their brain to know all this stuff. I mean, I didn't know any of it. And I couldn't believe, like, every question that people would ask and they knew the answer to. It was fascinating to me. And what just occurred to me the other day was, if you talk to somebody who's very organized, what you'll find is that it's a matter of time, but not necessarily time in the way that we often think of it. Meaning, like, again, let's say someone's super fit and they've been lifting weights and working out for 10 years, right? So you're like, oh, fuck, I'm just starting. So I got to wait 10 years. That's one type of time. But I think the other time we forget about is the time in the day that it takes to do that. So the person who's organized, right, and has all their files organized, has everything labeled and put away, has all the folders on their laptop, you know, everything's in them and tucked away. Like, when I look at my laptop, I got 50 things saved to the desktop, okay? The organized person has all those things put in folders and subfolders where they should go, right? My email, nothing is in an email folder. Everything is just in the inbox, whether I read it or not. Kristen, my wife, is very organized with her emails. Every email after she reads it goes somewhere. Folder, subfolder, deleted, it goes somewhere. So her inbox is super clean. Well, what occurred to me is, like, I don't take the time it would take to do that. So for every email that I read and then I'm done with it, she reads it, puts it in a folder, that takes 10 seconds. Over the course of the day, she probably spends an additional hour being organized with her email that I'm not, haven't been willing to, or aren't willing to sacrifice to do that. So when I look at my desk and think, all right, if I were to really keep this as organized as I want, I'm going to have to give, you know, let's just make up a number. I'm going to have to give an hour a day to putting stuff away as I use it, writing up new folders as I need them, putting them, replacing old ones with new ones, and staying on top of it. Well, the problem is I only have 24 hours a day. So I have to trade that hour for something else. Most of us are not willing to or aware of the fact that we need to create that hour by giving something up to get that hour. Okay? So if I think that I want to be more organized, but I'm not willing to give up anything that I normally do currently, I somehow magically think just by deciding to be more organized, I'm going to become more organized. But I have to understand that organized people set aside time to be fucking organized, right? It's not just a mental decision. It's going to take an hour away from something else that I already do. So I have to be cognizant of that. And I also have to be willing to sacrifice that hour somewhere. What am I going to do? What am I going to not do that I currently do for an hour? You know, is it something like watching TV? Is it something like important work? And maybe for me, it's gotten to that point because getting organized is not important enough to trump something else that I do for an hour, right? So if I have to sacrifice work where I'm creating and I'm thinking and I'm working with people, I'm not going to do that because that's not a priority. My priority is creating the vision for the company, working with clients, working with my employees. So I'm okay with being disorganized. Now, if being disorganized is getting to the point now where I feel like I need to change it, I'm going to have to find something in my life that I can make up that hour and sacrifice, right? Maybe it's getting up an hour earlier, right? Maybe it's going to bed an hour later, but you get what I'm saying. So I think this happens so much in the health, fitness kind of world, because what happens is you see someone who is successful. And even if you can accept the fact that, okay, that person's been working out for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I don't think we really ever quite understand the amount of time and energy that that person spends daily, weekly, monthly, annually on achieving and maintaining that body, that level of fitness, that level of strength. You know, we had Greg Panora come. Greg is a very, very high level, world record holding power lifter. Now, obviously, he's going to spend a lot of time lifting weights, okay? Everybody knows that. That's pretty logical to assume. And I think he actually lifts. His workouts are actually much more brief than most people would expect. You know, he's not lifting weights 3 hours every day. You know, his workout, I think he might say it's an hour, a little over an hour when he does his workouts. But he spends a good hour every single day foam rolling and stretching in order to maintain his like strength and mobility as he's doing this sport longer and avoiding injuries and so forth. So if you think about lifting for an hour, rolling for an hour, that's 2 hours a day that he's committing to this craft. And there's probably other stuff. If you talk to him about how many times a day he eats, you know, 5 or 6 times a day. That takes time. It doesn't happen just in 5 seconds. You know, it takes, you know, call it 30 minutes at least every time he wants to eat, maybe even an hour if he's got to go get it. So now you're talking about like 4 hours of eating, 2 hours of exercising and rolling. There's 6 hours a day towards being this person. A lot of times we don't account for that. So we somehow expect to have, you know, world record results, but only want to give it an hour 3 times a week. Though that's not going to work, okay? So when you're thinking about who you want to become, what you want to become better at, if it's fitness, if it's someone that's lost a lot of weight and has like really leaned out, like really dramatically, you've seen those people that have like completely changed their body. Well, it's not just discipline, right? It's not just like being able to avoid bad food and eat healthy food. It's really time. It's a huge time commitment to say, I committed to cooking all my meals, to shopping, you know, twice a week and getting all the stuff I need, to meal prepping. All of this stuff takes a lot of time. Something else has got to give. So you are going to have to push something out of your daily, weekly schedule in order to make time for these new habits and things that you want to acquire, things that you want to become. Something's got to give. You can't expect to achieve this new stuff with the same lifestyle and time management that you currently have of what you do. So it's really important to look at what you do and audit that and say, what am I going to change to enable me to spend more time? You know, it occurred to me, I listened to another interview with an athlete who was in his late 30s, early 40s, talking about how he's, you know, as fit, if not more fit now than he was as a younger guy. And I started thinking, well, you know, I'm 48, but I would put myself pretty close to as fit or as strong as I have ever been, but definitely not as flexible or as limber. And then he goes on to say, well, I spend, you know, an hour to 2 hours every day stretching. And I thought, okay, perfect example. You know, I cannot expect to maintain any degree of flexibility that I had as a younger guy at my age if I'm not dedicating that kind of time to it, because I'm not. I'm doing my workouts, right? I'm dedicating time to my workouts, time to eating properly, but I'm not in any way, shape, or form dedicating that kind of time to flexibility. So what if I dedicated an hour a day to flexibility? Well, shit, I bet my flexibility would improve considerably. But what's gonna, again, what am I gonna push out? So if my personal goal, let's just say my goal is to get more organized and to become more flexible. Okay, well then what am I gonna give up? Because something has to go. So where in my day am I wasting or not optimizing that kind of time? You know, can I do two things at one time? So maybe if I'm spending an hour a day on Facebook and Instagram, commenting on posts, creating posts, liking posts, and doing part of what is actually my job on social media, or even if I'm doing it just because I enjoy it, if it's personal, I could stretch and do that, right? I can bring my phone, find some space at home, find some space at the gym, and work on my flexibility while I'm doing that. So maybe I can be smart and batch my kind of tasks. If I'm gonna try to go with a more organized thing, how can I create this habit of putting my emails in folders as I read them, and putting things in physical folders on my desk as I use them instead of just leaving them there? Well, I'm gonna have to dedicate a little bit more time to reading email and not just do it on the fly, but maybe I need to look at my schedule and say, okay, instead of just doing it every time I have 5 minutes here and there, let me just look at my training schedule at the gym, and when I have an hour in between clients, let me mark that off as email, right? And I'll just use that time to check email and organize it so that I'm more efficient with that time rather than just checking it throughout the day on my phone and then leaving everything hanging. So anyway, I hope that makes sense, and I hope you guys understand how you can relate that, because it just occurred to me, you know, when I was thinking about this, how many times we look up to these professional athletes, or again, in our world, people that are really fit, but we really, really, really underestimate the amount of time these people spend and sacrifice per day upon achieving that. So I think we're all sometimes kind of willing to do the work, right? I think people are willing to do the workout, but they're just not aware of how much time this person spends doing that workout. You know, they're not aware of how much time it's gonna take out of their life to become that fit, right? Time it takes to get to the gym, to get home from the gym, to spend time on flexibility, to spend time warming up, to spend time during the workout, spend time going to the grocery store. The time component is huge. So it's not just length of time to get your results, but it's the time you spend during the day doing the activities required to achieve those results, and knowing what else can move out. That's it, guys. I hope it helps. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.